Jill Meredith Wolf, 34 years old. Today's date is July 26, 2014. We are at the Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to the partner is fellow advocate and friend.
My name is Jenny Goslin. I'm 31. Today's date is July 26, 2014. We are at Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to the partner is friend and advocate.
Jenny, thanks a million for coming across the country and sharing your story with us today. It's not just us sitting here at the table. We have some other energies, and your mom's sitting at the table with us today, too, Sheila Graham.
Yes.
Tell me about your mom.
So my mom, I would say, is like the saint of our family. She is a loving person. She is somebody who just sacrifices and thinks of others. She always thought of other people before herself. And so when we lost her, we lost a really strong, important part of our family.
And it sounds like when you say you lost your mother, that we could take that in many ways. Can you list the ways that you lost your mother? It sounded like there was a process that you were losing her along the way. You talked about your mom passing from advanced stage liver cancer. I hope this doesn't sound like it's from left field, but is there any part of you that's angry about how your mom passed or why she passed?
I had extreme anger when she died. You know, a lot of people, they have anger directed towards God, you know, like, why would you do that? That's my anger. First it was towards cancer. Like, I hated cancer. I just thought it was this, like, if I could have pulverized it and beaten it, I would have, you know. I just thought it was just a disgusting, horrible thing. But as time went on, I connected that, you know, really it was hepatitis C. It was something that, from the moment she found out she had hepatitis C, it was like she was on this path towards death. It was like a death sentence for her. And what a horrible thing that is, you know, to have something live inside of you for decades. Just to, like, I feel like it's like a ticking time bomb, you know. And we didn't even know that. We didn't even know that hepatitis C was that devastating. We didn't know it was that dangerous. But that's kind of what makes it so horrible, is that you can wake up one day and, you know, oh, you got a few months to live.
What role does, I guess I want to say, the anger, the way it motivates change within something that is that devastated your family, but is devastating so many others and isn't talked about and is about to devastate even more people because nobody knows?
Yeah, and I would say for me, I don't think the anger is what spurs me forward. I think that it's definitely the loss of, you know, how significant one person can be. And that's something that really frustrates me about the dialogue going around about hepatitis C and the drug treatment, how much it costs, is that it's such a logical conversation. You know, it's all about numbers and but, you know, disease and death isn't logical. I mean, that's what makes it so horrible, is that it's extremely emotional. And I feel like for me, that's, you know, that's why I wanted to share my story, is because I want people to know the face of hepatitis C, you know, that, you know, nobody deserves to go through that. No family deserves to go through that. When my mom died, we didn't have good drugs available. I never in my life would have thought 3 years from my mom's death there would be a drug available that's a 90% cure rate. Like, that's really, that was one of my biggest prayers when my mom died, was for no one to have to go through this, and for people that are going through it, that they'd have some hope. Like, we had no hope. It was just, you know, you have terminal liver cancer, and when, I don't know if anyone's experienced, you know, this type of course of walking down, you know, no treatment. When you talk to doctors, it's kind of like they're uncomfortable. They don't really know what to tell you. They don't really want to walk with you anymore. It's just, if there's like no hope, then they're kind of done with you. And that's a really horrible place to be as, you know, a patient, as a family, to just be like, oh, that's it. And so for me, having a drug that's 90% cure rate, like, even though my mom is gone, there's nothing I can do for my mom. I still think that there's power in her story and power in my story in making sure that, first off, a lot of people don't know they have hepatitis C. They need to figure that out. They need to know about it. And then secondly, they need to know that these drugs are available, and they need to shout to the rooftops that we deserve to have these drugs, and that it shouldn't take to stage four a fibrosis to get the drug. It's ridiculous. So any anger I have now isn't really associated with my mom.
Any last thoughts, memories, comments, suggestions, letters to the editor, anything you can think of that you want to share in our last few moments?
I guess for me, it's just, you know, I think everybody should be educated about hepatitis C. With it, a lot of people don't know that it's affecting baby boomers more than anybody else. And so I feel like as time goes on, more and more people are going to be affected by this disease. And so I would just love to see our nation really embrace the magnitude of it, and create a supportive community for the families that are going through this. And right now the fight is about getting access to the drugs. Hepatitis C is just as bad as cancer, and cancer has a huge, you know, huge amount of people fighting cancer, you know. And so I just feel like hepatitis C should have that much money behind it. It should have that much support. You know, there should be walks for hepatitis C. I mean, I just feel like it's a disease that's truly lacking in advocacy, and my heart just goes out to the individuals that have this disease and the families that have walked similar paths to mine. And I think that it's hard enough to have a disease like this and to have death like this, but it's even harder when you feel alone.
Thank you.